This is Art and Home and is more about Arts Weeks. Esther Lafferty invites us to enjoy Oxfordshire Art Week highlights between the 2nd and the 10th of May. Oxfordshire Art Weeks is the UK's oldest and biggest open studios and pop-up exhibition event, and this spring it will be blooming with colour. As hundreds of painters, potters, photographers, silversmiths, glassworkers, textile artists, furniture makers and more throw open their doors to welcome you across the county, more than 100 in and around Wallingford invite you in from the 2nd to the 10th of May. There are two lively venues in the town, a stunning home gallery by the castle and a set of artist studios in a large old rectory, and a wealth of venues in the surrounding villages. Head perhaps to Faye Ford's charming garden studio in Shillingford Road, surrounded by plants and flowers on one side and overlooking open fields down to the Thames on the other, an ever-changing natural environment which serves as her inspiration. Alongside her charming painted wall hangings and cushions, Faye shares sketchbooks, original artwork, prints and illustrated maps. In Shillingford, Robin McClelland and Penny Astrop open their home gallery and hidden walled garden at Vintner's Lodge to present paintings and drawings of people and objects, slab-built garden sculptures with, sometimes, an industrial twist, moon jars and more. Other secret gems include May's Farm Studio, a beautiful working studio just off the A4130 between Cromarsh Gifford and Nuffield, which is home to 8 artists and beyond. In Nuffield, the Busby K Studio and Gallery opens for a second year with a wonderful variety of art from 7 artists, including stunning photography, striking sculptural and functional ceramics with a variety of bright blue glazes. Here, visitors can take a mini journey across Europe through the eyes of Caroline Busby as she captures the essence of both diverse landscapes and urban locations. And over at Brasius Park, there's an explosion of extraordinary colour beneath the stunning ancient beams of a Grade II listed barn. Think Van Gogh's chair as Wendy Botto presents a collection of stools and chairs. While a newcomer for this year, Nikki Cheatham, a contemporary artist with a filmmaker's background, invites you to a renovated pigsty in South Stoke. She is influenced by the ancient historic landscape of the Ridgeway and the nearby waters that run fast in winter, by ethereal love and the spiritual world, and in her oil paintings, often of angels, she experiments with gold and silver leaf. And there's plenty of information on the Arts Weeks website.